Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which offers a way to integrate thoughts about universal energy patterns and offers ways to channel happiness and a healthy awareness of the gift of life, reminding you of your own personal power to manifest what it is you truly need. Today I welcome Reverend Tabiti, author of All About You, his soon-to-be-released new book, The Secret Wisdom of the Ages, and his personal time mapping system that originated thousands of years ago and can be utilized for affecting positive results and necessary changes in your life, determined by using a standard deck of 52 cards to understand yourself, your choices, and how to achieve personal growth. So cards are not just for poker or blackjack, it seems. Hello, Reverend Tabiti.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you, sweetheart?
Great. Nice to have you here with me today. As listeners of Healing From Within well know, we bring to the public creative authors, spiritualists, members of the healing professions, businessmen, educators, artists, musicians, and anyone who seeks to share their personal journey and methodologies for learning more about the universal laws of energy and the effects they have on our inner energetic soul life and our outer physical life, always in search of self-awareness and a way for multidimensional healing or evolution. In today's show, we will see how the time map Reverend Tabiti describes and discusses integrates a person's date of birth with universal laws structured in the ancient science of the standard deck of playing cards, which may give us the ability to see ourselves from anyone else's viewpoints so we can begin to understand other people's reactions and behaviors and fine-tune our own growth and development. Reverend Tabiti, I often ask my guests to think back to their childhood and share some awareness or event in their earlier days that may have been a precursor to their work or interests and values now.
Well, for me, I was told as a kid that because I was Afro-American, that if I wanted to be successful, that I would have to do it either through sports or entertainment. And I really rebelled against that. I thought that I could compete, you know, beyond that and I could excel. And that I didn't want the efforts of my ancestors to be wasted. You know, they suffered and sacrificed so that I could enjoy the liberties and freedoms and infinite opportunities available now. So then I also decided, well, I don't really want to be a doctor or a lawyer because to me, anybody can do that. That's easy. So coming up with the time map system, now that's beyond what anybody can do. That's something that I'm extremely proud of.
So you wanted to use your creativity, your imagination, and your intelligence to bring something new into the world, mm-hmm. to manifest something new. And you've done it. So please tell us something about the way you discovered this personal time map system and tell us something about what it is.
Certainly. What happened was I was a physics major in college. The reason is because I have a passion for fixing things, but my belief is that you can't fix something until you first understand how it operates. And so that's why I majored in physics, is because physics teaches how the universe works and how to explain it mathematically. Then I minored in comparative religions because I was always fascinated with the powerful, influential effect that religion has on its followers. So as a result of studying the religions, what happened was, after learning their differences, I became even more interested in the common denominator, or where they all agree. And what kept coming up was the word truth. The Bhagavad Gita, which is the Hindu scripture, says the truth is triumphant and always prevails in the end. The Holy Quran says that the truth is eternal and everlasting. The Holy Bible says the truth will set you free. So then I said, well, then I realized that it's not religion that I seek. Where does one find this truth? So during a poker game, after losing all of my chips, the guy's raking the chips towards himself. He says, well, the cards don't lie. And it's like, you know, I'm a truth seeker, and I just studied all these religions. It's like, what do you mean? You know, I wanted to learn about the cards. So I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, he says, if you notice that if you go anywhere in the world and if you walk into a casino, you'll see that they're all in agreement around one deck and one deck only.
What you're saying is exactly part of my journey. I was interested in philosophy, education, and religion, and I wanted to find out who we are, where we come from, and what life is really about. And my parents were very interested in card playing. I think they were looking for the truth and seeking more about life and about themselves, the way you have discovered. The cards really reveal a great deal of truth. Each person's day of birth represents a different card, a whole pattern and story for a person's life. So I think we were looking for the same thing, actually. So is this system difficult or complicated? And what are the instructions you give for using this time map, showing us much about the 52 cards in the deck and what they represent?
First of all, the time map system is so simple that we have, you know, children that are 8 years old that can teach anybody how to do a time map, because a time map comes with two very simple instructions, and those instructions are provided by two videos at the website, totaling 11 minutes. So, but then what happens is when a person has, they purchase an access code for every time map has one, and that access code covers, every time map covers a full year. From birthday to birthday, but that access code gives a person unlimited use or unlimited access to the time map system. I was saying that before when I said that when I learned about the playing cards having an age-old reputation for truthfulness, I began to do my own investigation into the deck and discovered that the 52 cards in the deck represent the 52 weeks in the year, and that the 12 face cards that are the jacks, queens, and kings represent the 12 months and the 12 a.m. and the 12 p.m. hours of the day. And then the four suits, as you mentioned, which are hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, actually represent the four directions of time. Whereas in space we have north, south, east, and west, but in time the four directions are hearts is when we advance emotionally, clubs is when we advance mentally, diamonds is financially, and spades is spiritually. So what this means is that the real name of the game in the deck of playing cards is not poker and blackjack. The real name of the game is to be successful in these four areas, once again, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually. That's the name of the game. That's what this deck is all about. So the simple question that anyone needs to ask themselves is, you know, what is the reason, why is it that you use headlights when driving down a dark road? And so whatever your answer is to that question is the exact reason why people use the time map system. Because the time map system provides us with illuminated empowerment, where it removes the darkness surrounding the decisions that we make. It shows us our past, present, and future, except that our future is still yet to be determined by which direction we take, and the time map shows us what our directions are. And so then what even takes this beyond the abilities of anything else in existence, including all psychics and astrologers, is that the time map system also gives us the ability to see ourselves from anyone else's point of view.
But your time map does help you see what other people are seeing about you. Also shows some of the events that could happen and offers you choices so you can either decide to go in that direction or not go into that direction. So it's a great tool. So it's great. And you also say, and I love this, there is no accident in the construction of the deck, just like there is no accident in the construction of the universe. So the deck of cards is like the universe, offering us untold wisdom. an encouragement to live a healthy life. I would see it that way.
I couldn't have said it any better, Cheryl.
Thank you.
I couldn't have said it any better than you did.
Now, in your book, a person can look up their birthday on the birth card, and they will find out what they are. I'm an aide of clubs. I'm very happy to announce that and to have read my story. And you also have two other cards which will support some of the decisions that you might make along the line when you're delving into your timeline. Now, each day or birthday describes certain difficulties we may have and certain challenges we may have and certain strengths that we may have. I gave one of the writings to someone, and he was very excited with what he was reading. And then he came to one of the challenges, and he didn't want to go further because he was challenged by it. And lots of people go into denial. So tell us a little bit about some of the rules, universal rules, that govern us in how we live and how we can use the time map and how we can understand our personal challenge. Some of the general basic universal rules, such as there is no such thing as failure, only feedback. That's a general rule.
You know, other general rules is, for example, you know, the next time, you know, anybody sits on the toilet, remember, what's making you sit there, that's a universal rule. You know, in other words, it doesn't care what we think or believe. It doesn't seek our approval or permission to operate the way it does. Such as in 24 hours in a day, that's all anybody gets, is another universal rule, meaning that Bill Gates, with all the money that he has, cannot purchase an additional 25th hour in a day because of the universal rule. So the reason why the time map system is so successful and will always be so successful is because it operates strictly by the universal laws governing existence, where it doesn't need to be believed, it doesn't need to be agreed with, there's no belief required. In other words, universal law is something that goes beyond belief, because the world is divided by religion, and religion is further divided by what they believe. For example, you know, the Protestants believe this and the Catholics believe that. That's not what brings them together. That's what keeps them apart. You see, such as the 24 hours in a day, that puts everybody in the same boat. Everyone is trying to succeed in these, well, should be trying to succeed in these four areas: emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually.
And that's what this show is about, healing from within, according to the universal laws of energy. And you wrote this. May I read it?
Sure.
Yeah, you wrote, "The more we complain, the more we will be given to complain about. The more we become grateful, the more we will be given to be grateful for. This is the law. In essence, there is only one law. It is the law that exists between cause and effect. The law is the rule governing how cause becomes effect. As human beings, we exist on this plane of law, and this is why we reap what we sow. We exist between inhaling and exhaling. We exist between an inner and an outer world. We live between an invisible cause and the visible effects of phenomenon. This means what you are within is what you are without." I found that to be very truthful, just like the cards. Let's go on to why a person might be unhappy. And sometimes they're unhappy because they think life isn't going their way. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the ultimate reality of our existence is we're either standing with the truth or we'll have to face the truth. But either way, the truth is guaranteed to win. You see, and so the time map system is basically, it's the place for the truth seekers of the world, because the truth is it has a liberating effect, because our life really is the result of the choices we make and direction we take. And that's going to continue to be a never-ending reality. So at least with the time map system, we're now able to literally look before we leap, because No one makes a mistake because they see that they're making a mistake. It's the same as driving down a dark road with your headlights off. If your headlights are off, you're running the risk of crashing into something that you didn't intend to do that. You didn't mean to do that. You just didn't see it. And so that's why the TIMAP system provides truth and light, or it provides illuminated empowerment to put you at a superior advantage over your situation or circumstance.
Yeah, you also express the fact that we're all like a small microscopic speck living on this tiny planet or ball in this vast infinite universe, and each of us is trying to squeeze the vastness of life into a narrow perception of how they think life should be. And sometimes we can't understand that this is the root of people's unhappiness. So we have to have a bigger view of the universal laws or governor of how life works, and that's what your system helps to do. And we have to trust the process unfolding for us. We also have to have faith in what governs life. We have to have a bigger vision, a bigger perception, more than what's going on in the individual moment, and being connected or interconnected to energy, to all of life, to the beginning of life and to everything. And I think you expressed that very beautifully, and your system works to take us to understanding. When we understand that, we can deal better with any situation coming up. Would you like to tell us something about the different suits of cards? And if you are in one suit, for example, I'm a club, I'm sure I still have some qualities like the diamonds, the spades, and the hearts. So can you tell something about the suits and how they affect us?
Yeah, so that there's no confusion, there's actually four different aspects of a deck of playing cards. There's gaming, which is what goes on in the casinos, and then there's personality characteristics, which is what you're talking about. And then there's the mathematical scientific aspect of the deck, which is the TIMAP system. And then there's the scriptural teachings of the cards, which is coming out in my new book called The Secret Wisdom of the Ages. But the personality characteristics, what it is that every day of the year has a card that is mathematically assigned to it. So whenever anyone comes to my website, they can look up anybody's birthday and see what that card is. And so that card is called our birth card, and our birth card describes personality characteristics explaining why we are the way we are. And then the book, All About You, will then go into explaining how one operates on a subconscious level, what are they becoming, what are their passions and wants, what drives you and makes you tick, what are your lifetime challenges and difficulties, and what other birth cards are you most compatible, et cetera. But the personality characteristics is only to be congruent with the ancient proverb of know thyself, know thyself. And so because you're in Eight of Clubs, Cheryl, by being a club, what that means is that it doesn't mean that you're not emotional like a hearted, that you don't have values like a diamond. It just means that your emphasis is going to be on your mental nature, which means that knowledge and information is always going to be critical to someone like you. You're going to always be a teacher. It even says in the chapter of the Eight of Clubs, it says, never argue with an Eight of Clubs because they're usually right. And the reason why is because, the eight is a symbol of infinity, and it means power. So if we were to take your whole life and summarize it in the two words, it would be mental clubs, power, eight, mental power. And then if we were to take your entire life and summarize it into one word, that one word would be overcoming.
And it's absolutely true. Now, the next question, you just answered that and explained it so well. How is this system based on ancient science? And you were just starting to go there once we awaken to the truth and true nature of our being. We understand something more about who we are, where we come from, and what life is about. So this system is based on that ancient science.
Yes.
Tell us something about that.
Well, the truth is that the deck of playing cards is tens of thousands of years old. It originated with a brotherhood that was called the Order of the Magi. It's M-A-G-I. the Magi are defined in the dictionary as the wise men in the story of Jesus. In other words, in that story, these wise men actually followed the... Not only did they prophesy the coming of the Messiah, but they also followed the movement of the heavens to the exact place and point where this birth was to happen. And then there were the 30 years in Jesus' life, in the story of Jesus, that no one knows anything about. It was called the hidden years because he's only mentioned twice in the Bible before he becomes 30 years old. So, and then the reason why Jesus is relevant to all of this is because we're approaching the year 2015 A.D., and that A.D. is in reference to Jesus, just like 4,000 years ago it would be B.C., this is not a belief. This is a fact. In other words, there's a universal agreement that if you want to participate in the global economy, right now it's the year 2014 and it's about to become the year 2015. And all I'm saying is the calendar has not changed for the birth of anybody else. it didn't change for anyone else. So that, and since we are talking about time, remember, time is basically the move. It represents a movement around the sun. In other words, that the Earth's movement around the sun, one rotation around the sun equals a year. The Earth rotating around the S-U-N, and then we also have the rotation around the sun, which is the S-O-N, which is the B-C and the A-D reality of our system.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, what you've done with this system and your books is brought together religion, spirituality, science, mathematics, energy, and a complete understanding of the seen and unseen world.
You're the first to say that. I'm grateful. Thank you for saying that.
Well, that's how I see it. That's what this show is about, healing from within. Now, can you tell us what you would like readers to take away after reading your book and working with this system? What is it you would like them to simply remember?
I want them to remember two simple words. It's the power. The power. Okay? Because that's the website. Thepower.com, thepower.org, and that will give you, that'll give everybody access to the time map system, to the books that are available. There's private consultations, you know, for people that have big issues and want more oversight in what they're doing. But that, just those two words, the power. In fact, you know, since the subject did come up, you know, Jesus even ends the Lord's Prayer saying, the power and the glory forever, amen. So the power is that, that's what this is, that's what this is all about. This really is not anything really about me. I'm truly just a humble servant who's just honored to be an exponent of truth and light so that people can become unshackled from the erroneous beliefs that are suppressing and obstructing their ability to enjoy this wonderful and magnificent gift of life.
And yes, you're doing it, and I hope I'm part of this evolution and process. And you have written, the time has come in this new millennium to move past old erroneous and unprovable beliefs to the understanding of higher laws that unite and bring us together and put us all in the same boat. Have faith in the law, not man's law, but the higher universal law. Why? Because you can count on it. And that's what we're talking about here, something we can really count on because it is the truth. I want to thank you, Reverend Dabidi, for sharing your revolutionary new system called the Time Map and offering a new way for listeners to tap into their inner source of innate wisdom and their connection to universal energy for the chance to know more about themselves and the possibility for fulfilling their destiny through the creation of good life choices, making it possible to move forward in their personal evolutionary process. For more information, go to thepower.org. In summarizing today's show, we have explored the way the universe and its relationship between time and space, known as the law of relativity, offers us a way to navigate our daily and future life by using a tool from an ancient science practice that may offer a more predictable way to know ourselves and how our choices will pan out while serving our soul growth. You may use your personal time map to get immediate answers and know when and how things will change for you or anyone else, and how to choose or decide the right people at the right time for you to spend concentrated time and energy in cultivating experiences available to both of you. The dynamics of the time map suggests it is a most accurate personal forecast system that shows exactly who, what, when, answering your most pertinent issues for anything, past, present, future, and the time map, as does an old saying, proves that timing really is everything. It may remove darkness or doubt and add clarity to an understanding of situations or dealings with people in your life, so you may make more beneficial choices and avoid harmful or non-productive experiences to surface. Reverend Tabidi says, "It is the only systematic technology in the world that gives us the ability to see all points of view with perfect clarity of those concerned in any pertinent matter, and also may show what your directions are at specific times in your life journey." I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to the radio page to hear and read about innovators and leaders in the field for raising our consciousness and awareness of life through the exploration of universal energy and self-investigation of our human and spiritual potential. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.